Blog Talk Radio.
Life, and we need to keep our focus, just like any
radio show or TV show, when you have a topic, you can't let people take you off your topic. And I believe that we've been taking off our focus of what it's all about. We got, you know, a lot of things happening. We got brothers doing a lot of things. A lot of people grabbing the news spot, this spot, and we're losing the focus. If we really want to be free, we have to stay on one accord. One accord. It's good that the our black nation is coming together to show some solidarity by doing something in unison. But don't, who calls for you to do that? Who did his family say wear a hoodie? Who said wear a hoodie? That's what, if anybody can answer that question, that'd be great. That's most stuff I'd like to talk about too, you know, just looking at a news clip and, you know, a lot of times you die and you hear the family members of these youth always say nonviolence. They forgot how their son or daughter died, though. But to be going further and deeper into that, we got to also let everybody know it's not about an individual. It never was. It's about a collective unity of brothers and sisters who've been killed. So no one, I mean, you have the right to say you don't want no violence in the case of your son, but it's bigger than any individual. We've been dying for years. And we've been dying, our ancestors have been dying for years, so it's way bigger than individualism. Let me take the next caller. You can put your phone on mute, Brother Gerard, if you want to jump back in, just jump back in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go on to 214-757. All right. I think that's your number, Brother Spike. If you have a question or something, I'm going to come back to you and see. You bet you press 1 on the phone. I don't know if you know it. I'm going to come back to you. You got a question, Brother Spike?
No.
Okay. Must ask again, too. Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how we came to commercialize and what we're doing. Is somebody else pushing the button? Is the Peter Piper blowing the flute and we just following along and playing the part? You know, a lot of brothers and sisters don't know when you have the media is making great ratings on this Trayvon death. They're selling magazines now with Trayvon. They're selling newspaper with Trayvon's. They're drawing cartoons with Trayvon. See what I'm saying? Now it's become commercialism. Somebody capitalizing. Not only are we dying, but now we're financing it. Now we are financing people getting rich off our backs, and off our pain, off our death. So we got to watch that. And sometimes you get taken off track. Now they have marches going on 50 statewide, and all over these states cost money and gas money to travel. So somebody getting paid. It costs money to come to hotels. It costs money to feed yourself. Somebody getting paid, you know, somebody guiding the protesters. Somebody making it a big commercial. And that's what we are addressing. You know, two things I wanted to address. Commercialism, and this is bigger than one individual, because we have our youth dying left and right. And so it's bigger than one. It's bigger than one. Yeah. And what another parent might not want, another parent might feel a whole total way. And that's all we can say on that. But we know one thing, and I like to take some of the blame for the first off as a man. Only reason that we're still dying, and I used to still die, because we never did teach people that we not to be messed with. And as a male, it was our responsibility to protect our children, our females. And when we didn't, and when we sit back too idle and too long watching, we watched too long without somebody willing to make a sacrifice, people scared to go to jail, people scared to die, but we die every day. And we go to jail, as you know, every day. So our ancestors that put their life on the line for us in the early 1800s, 1900s, 1960s, did they put their life in vain for people who would appreciate it and would do the same for his brother and sister? I have to say yes right now, because the only way they're killing us is because we never made a statement, we never made a stand to say, hey, change that law or something going to change. And that's just being true, not promoting anything. But the males did not make a stance to make it affirmative that you don't want to touch the black nation. And that's the only reason people do. That's the only reason bullies beat beat up on somebody because they never stood back and fought that. And when you fight back, the bully stops. Anybody know the history of the bully? Our parents used to always tell us, fight back. What happened? What happened to you? What happened to me? What is this? The mentality that you're not supposed to fight back when it's white? That's what we have to address. Let me see if Brother Spike has a comment. Brother Spike, you have a comment?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Brother Spike? Yeah, Spike, you on there?
I'm relaxing.
Okay. Yeah, I can't hear you, Spike. Got too much background noise, but that's where we at, y'all. We ain't gonna do a long show tonight. Probably do about less than an hour or so. I thought it was important that we address the situation because we see a lot of things and a lot of spotlight, a lot of things happening right now that's getting out of control. It's becoming commercialism, and I think we're doing Brother Trayvon a big injustice if we let people lead us off the course. And the course is to focus on getting justice for the young man and how we going to get justice. That's the focus. It never was about steady protesting every week. That's not necessary. That's not necessary. That costing somebody money to keep doing that every week in different cities. That's not necessary, folks. That's not necessary. We only needed one protest, and that was right there where it actually happened. Everybody else is commercialism. We don't need that. We understand. We understand that y'all showing solidarity, but don't become commercialism. Don't become everybody has to have a hoodie. No, 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 no. That's not necessary. That's commercialism. Somebody is pushing your buttons. Somebody's Skittle sales went up. By the way, thank you, sir. Hoodie sales, and they selling hoodies everywhere now. And you know about our competitor, the Chinese, looking for a way to capitalize next year to start seeing shirts and everything else with Trayvon on it. You'll see. Because if they watching the black nation, and they always trying to capitalize us off of us any way they can. So it's up to you to realize who playing who and who doing who. Our focus should be getting justice for Trayvon. We need to be focused on what kind of ways and what we're saying also when we want justice, because everything has repercussions. And everybody's watching us. Everybody's watching for who's the leader, and then you got everybody want to be the leader. So you got to be very careful who you follow. You got to be very careful everything we do, everything we say. But one thing we must do, that we must have a different week. Some got to be different. This protest, and like we said, we said it on the Southern Region show, I believe, a week ago, we get an A for protesting. We ain't never had a problem with protesting. But effective protesting, we have a problem with. I mean, we have a problem with effective protesting because I'm going to ask you a question. You protested for Trayvon the other day. What about the four people that got shot overnight? The four youth, 17, 18, sister out of Chicago, 23, the unarmed brother with the security guard. What you going to do for them? Same thing? And while you doing that, guess what? The FOMO going to go down. That's what you ain't understanding. Because your protest is not effective. It's not. I'm not being big-headed about it. I've just been doing this for a while, and I've been watching it for a while. The effective protesting. When you protest, first of all, when you protest, you're supposed to interrupt the way the flow of things. You ain't interrupting nothing. That's all organized protest. When you really protest, you interrupt. You go to jail. You know, you look at them 60 protesters, them brother laid in the street. You remember the Occupy movement when they started? Them jokers said, we ain't going nowhere. We stood in front of the bank. We interrupted business. So effective protesters. An effective protest interrupts the norm. And so you ain't interrupting chance. You only put on your hood and went to the park where they told you to go. You put on your hood and went to the college where they told you to go. You ain't interrupted nothing. That's not effective. That's just show business. So that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do something, learn how to do it. Learn what you're doing. If you're doing it just to be seen, you're just doing it just following the crowd. But if you try to do something effective, then you have to do something that's going to interrupt the way things go. That's effective. That way people say, hey, we don't like y'all out here in the street. We don't like this doing. But when you do an organize, when somebody organize your protest and tell you what to do your protest, you're going to be over here at Lincoln Park. You're going to be over here at the college. You're going to be over here in this part. Hey, that's not a protest. You didn't call it. They told you what you're going to be doing. So that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Commercialism, Peter Piper, blowing the pipe, you follow along. And that's what we're talking about. A lot of news coverage, like I said, they're making big money off of us, big money off this case, Trayvon death. It can't be in vain. If y'all ain't careful, it will be. You ain't careful, it will be. And like we said, it ain't stopped nothing already because four other youth done died overnight. And wake up in the morning, check your news out and see if any more went down. Then tell me, what did the hoods do? And we're not knocking the unity of our people, but we want to let you know when it's not effective. That's what we're addressing. Is it effective? And we owe it to ourselves to make sure we're not playing with our lives or not anybody else, especially the ones when we say we are conscious and aware and leaders, and you go for that and you fail for that. Who called on protests? That's what you want to know. And like I said, we don't have to spend all that money traveling all up and down these highways neither to go to a protest, to go to a rally. It costs money, it costs gas. See, they're making money. Commercialism, newspaper, people be waiting on you. Cameramen, they be taking pictures for you just to go out and think you're in the newspaper. It's all manipulation. I just, pass on some more information. A lot of people don't know about marketing. No, a lot of people don't know they have marketing strategists out here in the middle of all these protests and hearing what the people say, and then they market you a product to what you're thinking. They market you. That's why people wearing gray hoodies, because they talk about the hoodies. The marketing strategist is trying to see how to sell a product. They don't care about pain. They don't care about people dead. They in the business to make money. We don't all have the same moral values. Some people, God is money. It ain't God of none of the heavens or the Shamayim or nothing else. It's about cash, money. Some people, God is war. Some people, God is sex. So some people, God is getting paid on others suffering. There's plenty of that going on. So that's where we at right now. And we ain't gonna, like I said, I don't even want to talk long about it. Anybody have something to say, you can chime in, press 1 on your phone and chime in. But we just got to know that we're wasting a lot of energy, and that's not effective protesting. If you want to stop our youth from dying, you better learn something new, because you ain't did nothing, just spent a lot of money and a lot of time. Show the little unity, but we do that all the time when the media tell us to. All that was media orchestrated for you to do. It was all allowed for you to do. You don't even know they allowed you to do that. You think you did that. They manipulated you to do that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Taking a call coming out of 301.
Yes, Keith, Brother Drew.
Hey.
I just wanted to add, just listening to you, and it just makes me think, you know, about us. Are we like sheep? Easily led in the wrong direction, but difficult to lead in the right direction. And you try to tell our people, you know, to do this, but they're very easily led. You know, who is controlling the Facebook? Who controls the media? Who controls that story even being put out?
That's right.
You know, they control, you know, they can go up there and block whatever story they want to block. But who allowed that to come out? And then you put Geraldo come up here and, okay, well, just go out there and say this, you know. And he says that. Everybody gets fired up with Geraldo. Now he, you know, you're talking about him and everybody's wearing these hoodies. And it is just ridiculous. How we are conducting ourselves right now, Brother Drew, because while we're doing that, they're passing laws. you know, martial law right now, President Obama just signed, you know, where they can pick you up without charges, put you in jail, and you don't have a trial. And all this is going on while we are talking about a hood, you know, and I'm not, you know, non-sympathetic to our brother, Trayvon. But while we're talking about hoods and Skittles and things, this is what they're doing. And they're planning a war for many thousands of our young brothers to go to Iran. As we speak, while we're doing silly things, you know. So I just wanted to add that. I'm going to be quiet because I get a little fiery. All
right.
But, you know, we need to focus on the bigger picture here and truly, like you just were saying, come together in unity and stop arguing over philosophy and, you know, and whose leader taught this and all that is very irrelevant. You know, that's why I won't say it's irrelevant what they taught. They all, you know, are great, but that is not an argument. So
right.
Unity
tomorrow,
is the key. Thank you.
You're right. Tomorrow won't be an argument when you put on the news and see some old Utah. Then
mm-hmm.
you'll see what the argument should be about, how we're going to stay alive.
Did they ask Trayvon, you know, who you follow? You know, are you Christian?
Right.
You know, you don't get to ask. You're not asked those questions. They see a black person, you're going down. So we must come together in unity and stop arguing and fighting each other. Unity is the key. Peace to you, Brother Drew, and, you know, keep doing what you do.
All right, thank you. And that's another thing, you know, we see Brother Trayvon laying on the sidewalk, and his questions need to be asked. Where is his hoodie? Why he was kept in the morgue 3 days without his family knowing about it? It's all kind of questions on that case. The police chief resigned. Why would he have to resign? And he knows something we don't know. You know, was that what time was this 911 call? We're hearing the 911 calls, but we ain't hearing what time it was. We need to know what time that happened. Could he see Trayvon clearly? Was it night? Was it day? It looked daytime in that picture. So this question we need to know. It's answers, and we need the answers to some of these questions. We need to ask questions, and we need to get some answers to put our clarity ourselves. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, I would want the same if something happened to me or somebody of mine. We want to investigate wisely and we want to move wisely. Don't be clown. Don't be led to be looking like a clown. I ain't saying everybody that. I don't want to get misunderstood. I'm just saying they're taking you off your topic. That's all I'm saying. Stay on your topic. The topic is that our brother was killed and he was targeted to be killed. Because he was black, not because of the hoodie. Because he was black, that's the target. The blackness was the black skin. It's the hood. He was killed because he was from the hood, not because he had on a hood. Because he was from the hood, and that's what the target needs to lie. They gave you something else to put the target on. They put the target on the hood, the hoodie. No, it's the hood. And that's why he was killed. And we need to go back to that. Trayvon was killed because he was from the hood. And that's just being using a little analogy metaphor, meaning that he was black. Yes, that's the metaphor for that. So that's what we need to focus back on. Not the hoodie, but being from the hood got Trayvon killed. And then now we can keep our attention span a little better. Because everybody wear hoodies. And it ain't the hoodie that's getting killed. It's us, the black skin, that dies. And that's what we're saying. Like we said, a lot of brothers and sisters that I've met and fought for their cases, they don't believe in eye for eye. I mean, that's their right. Not my understanding. But just because a certain person don't believe in it, don't make it right for the whole nation. You know what I'm saying? I believe in what the Creator ordains, if that's going to protect our people. If that's going to protect our people, then that's what we believe in. But like we said, we can't become commercialized in this situation. Trayvon was not killed because he had on a hoodie. He was killed because he was from the hood. He was black. And that's the focus. We'd allow somebody to put it on a commercialism. Now they can sell sweaters with Trayvon pictures on it. Now they can sell magazines. Now they can sell this. They can sell that. I done seen pictures on Facebook with white people wearing hoods now, taking family pictures with hoods on. That's what I'm saying. It's become commercialized. And we, as somebody blowing the flute, Peter Piper, leading us to where he wants us to go. They're telling you where to protest at. Like we were saying, effective protesting interrupts. There ain't nothing been interrupted with none of those protests. All those were staged and permitted protests. When you really mad, when you really upset, you don't need a damn permit. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. When you really mad and when you really hurt, you don't need a permit. I'm coming out. I am hurt. Somebody's going to answer these questions. So when you're really mad, you go to the place where it would affect, where they should have been protesting, is where he was killed, and interrupt something, interrupt somebody's peace. When you say no justice, no peace, you can't be just saying no justice, no peace. You got to show no justice, no peace. Nobody didn't get no peace disturbed. They were all protesting at parks and colleges. That's not disturbing no peace. Hey, everybody's still at peace. Y'all ain't did nothing. Learn what you're doing. You got to learn what you're doing. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, that's all this is about. It's something I think we just have to address before we keep being misled off the topic. When you're a radio show host, as I was saying earlier, or anything else, you pick your topic and you don't let nobody take you off your topic. Our topic is Trayvon was murdered because he was a black man, a young black man. He was set up. That's the topic. Never was about the Skittles. Never was about the juice, the tea. It never was about the hood. It's about he got set up because he was a black male. And the next topic is, our young males are dying. So you, those things can be proven. Everything else is commercialism. So that's the topic. Our young males are dying at this age range. Trayvon was set up to be a target. Now stay on that topic. Talk about that. All right, so that's where we're at. We ain't going to hold you all night. We know it's late on the East Coast, and down here it's about 10:30. A lot of people have to get up and go to work. But we do appreciate y'all coming out. If anybody have anything to say or add to it, this topic, you know, just press 1. But I just want y'all to remember, we ain't seen no hoodie yet. We heard that he had one on, but we ain't heard about the police property, the crime scene. In that picture I seen, he just in a white T-shirt. We'd heard George Zimmerman say all kind of things, and recanting things, and now they came out with a whole new thing. He said that Trayvon was reaching for his weapon. So all I can say, we can't ask Trayvon, and we can't believe George Zimmerman. So all I can say is we have to stay focused, though, people. We must stay focused, and if you're going to protest, please make sure that it's a protest. Because when you have somebody losing life, there shouldn't be no smiling protesters. That's all I say. There should be some disturbing of the peace, and that's just what a protest is. Take some examples from the 60s. Look what a protest really looked like. Take even the Occupy Wall Street movement. They came and camped out in places and disturbed the peace. They camped out on courthouses. They camped out in front of banks. They start disturbing people's peace. When you protest, you disturb the peace. I ain't saying that's a crime. That's what it is. It ain't a protest. It's an orchestrated protest if you ain't disturbing the peace. But if you want to effect this, then you got to learn what you're doing. You know, I don't need nobody telling me you're going to protest over here at this park on a Saturday evening. Sunday after everybody gone from work, I mean, Monday at 7 p.m. when everybody gone home, you ain't disturbed nothing. You ain't did nothing but help them get the hot dog vendors and everything else out there to sell you some food and drinks so they can capitalize some more. Capitalize. Remember, they got marketing strategies. That's their job. They sit there and watch and listen and see what they can capitalize off. They don't have the same kind of moral values or the creator that we have. They don't care about that. They don't feel your pain. They ain't losing no white kids. They don't lose no babies. So they don't feel what you feel. So that's what all I was trying to say, y'all. We got to be aware who's controlling and manipulating us. As I used to say, we got to outthink the snake, but it's going to be very hard because that snake is very wise. I see that Joker could take you off topic. He can make people want media attention, make them do some stupid stuff, too, or say stupid things to get the media attention, too. Down there, put themselves in jeopardy of being locked up for a spotlight. Some things you say can come back to haunt you for years. And we've had many cases of that where we've just seen some of the things we were said. It's on the media to come back to hunt, and they won't let it go neither. They got that soundbite that's going to follow people for years because, like I said, you got to be very aware of what you're saying, how you're saying it, what you're saying. Let me take a phone call coming out of the 757-372.
Black Power, Brother Drew.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Jelani. Hey, man, I was just talking about these protests and commercialism. What you think about that, bro?
Black Power, I'm feeling you, Brother Drew. I'm feeling you. All I got to say, you know, like you were saying about this devil is very deceiving. You know what I'm saying? He said he would deceive the very elect, some of the very elect. So this devil is very deceiving. So, you know, you got to be on it. And I see you on it, Brother Drew. You on it.
Yeah, man, that's what you got to always be watching, man, because I see everybody it's almost like a big old party out there with the hoodies and everything that ain't. And I mean, when you know what protesting is about, you can see that this ain't a protest. This ain't like a celebration of something. I mean, they give you a perception that you have some unity, but it's controlled. It's controlled unity. This is how we want you to do. This is how we want you to act. Put on your hoods. Put on your hoods. Get you some candy. Get you some juice. And swing a little bit back side to side. Now go on home. That's control.
It's part of this deception. I mean, nobody's talking about the fact that this Zimmerman needs to be dead, and that's the bottom line. Like you say, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, foot for foot, hand for hand, life for life. And that's the only way it should go down.
So what you think about the comment is, I just saw a news clipping where his dad said he don't want an eye for eye. What you think about that kind of comment?
I saw that, and, you know, it looked like, you know, Al Sharpton and the, you know, in the system and got to him. That's what it looked like to me. If it was my son, I wouldn't be saying anything else but an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And I don't give a fuck what cracker don't like it. That's what I'll be saying. That would be it.
That's a good point. That's what I'm saying.
Especially
if he
came from my seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Hey, that's, you know, a dad, that's what's wrong with us right now. We forgot how to protect. We forgot how to sacrifice. You know, Trayvon didn't have a choice. He's saying help. He's saying help. And, you know, I'm pretty sure if he could say what he wants to say, he wouldn't be saying the same thing.
No, that help we was calling for won't no turn the other cheek type help.
No, he was trying to fight for his life right then and there. And so we know his views would be totally different. But that's what it is, Brother Jelani. But as a whole, we still have a right to protect our people. As a whole, we still have a right to find out the most effective way that's going to get us some respect as a black nation. Because right now, nobody respects us. You know, we have, what, four other people that died overnight. Sister in Chicago, brother in Atlanta, another brother in New York, I think, another brother in New Orleans.
Yeah, I heard about the little brother got shot in Harlem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it didn't stop with the hoodies. You see what I'm saying? Are we going to protest for all those?
No, they ain't going to stop. Like you say, they're going to draw our attention off on one, and then they can do others under the disguise of the one. That's how the devil operates.
Yeah, and that's what we're saying. We just said we're going to have to come back to the drawing board. That's what we need to do, come back to the drawing board and get some effective protesting strategies, some effective strategies for prevention, some effective strategies for if you do, repercussions. We got to have effective protesters, effective repercussions, effective prevention, effective re-educating, and that's what it is. We got to have that, Brother Jelani, or else we're going to keep repeating this cycle and keep on crying one by one every week, talking about it every week, and people start making money off our pain and suffering. And that's what that is. Anything else, Brother Jelani?
Black power.
All right, black power. Appreciate you calling in, Virginia Chairman up there, New Black Panther Party. That's what we're saying. This is not about sensationalism, everybody. It ain't about who the leader. It ain't about the spotlight, but a lot of people out there trying to grab the spotlight. And when it all comes down, a lot of people ain't going to be around. And a lot of people ain't going to be around. They ain't going to be available to fight back. To be honest, I can tell you that now. Because we see if everybody was on one accord, we would have some respect by now. We don't have the respect. We have Gerardo, like I said, he's just doing that for ratings. We fall for that too. It ain't even no time to mess with these types of people. We playing into eight trap. They need us. We don't need them. They need us to sell their program. They need us for their ratings. We don't need them. They need us. And they know how to appeal to your intellect to get you to go where they want you to go. They want controversy. Controversy sells. So, you know, a lot of these talk show hosts, they're looking for something that a sound bite. They're looking for something like a hit. Anything. Like they said they're going to do a hit. Anything. They want that. This group said this. This group said that. They're looking for that. They'll get you on the news. They'll let you get on the camera. They'll let you talk. Tell us what you're planning. Tell us what you're thinking. Because when it all comes down, that show is going to be used in a court of law on you. Evidence. You volunteered that information freely. And there's, Privacy Act. Anybody can pull it up and use it. Play it on radio shows. Anybody can do anything with it. And if they ever need it in a court of law, they got it. Yeah, these people good. You see it a lot of time when our brothers do some crimes, then they take the news camera to the police station. Hey, they finna, you up there just singing freely. The camera's sitting there recording it. They're going to use that information that you're giving for your, in evidence. So that's just how it goes. You're in the confession room with the police. Camera's rolling. Audio's rolling. You're just talking. It's all evidence. Recorded. But that's what we're saying. So we got to watch what we say, watch what we do when we're in the public. The camera is not your friend. The camera is not there for you. The camera is there to figure out how to counter your thoughts and your moves or to trick you into being a victim of the system. The camera is never for you. Never think it's for you. It's coming out there to capitalize and watch you. It's watching and listening. It's recording. It's the best agent in the world. It's the news camera. Because it records and you liking it. And you all up in front of it just talking and smiling and talking and saying shit. And just talking. And it's just looking. And waiting on you to say the wrong word for it to broadcast it all over the world. Waiting on you to make the wrong statement or the wrong gesture. Put something out there in the universe, and it captures what you did, and it's going to figure out how I can embarrass the hell out of them now with this. How can I make them look like an enemy of the world with this? That's what the camera's for. That's its job. It ain't for you. It's for the system. It's part of the matrix. It's part of the matrix, and you get caught up in it trying to kiss up to it, and they love it. They love it, love it, love it. They love you when you're violent and you don't know what you... They love it. They love it when you don't have no thoughts and no control, no self-control is out. They love that type of stuff. Yeah, we love to see people, man, out of control. Yeah, we're going to get him because eventually he's going to say something that we can use in a sound bite. And so the camera's never been for us. We can't allow people to take us off our topic. And that's why we keep on losing, because sometimes our leaders not paying attention. And some of the people, they say our leaders ain't our leaders. And so we, the ones who know and conscious, we must band together and become more effective organized. So if we can't get no other points out tonight, a protest is not meant to be lovely. That's not going to be effective enough. When you're doing a protest, you must disturb. You must interrupt the flow of business, the flow of things. You know, you see a lot of people in China, they lay in the streets. That's interrupting something. That's taking manpower, and they're taking money to send police. That's what I'm saying. I'm just teaching. This is a political 101. That's what it is. You got to disrupt the flow of things. That's the protest. That's the civil, what they used to call it, the civil unrest. Yeah, no justice, no peace meant that. That's what it meant. No justice, well, I got to stir the goddamn peace. That's what it meant. And it means I got to go put on some hoods and travel all over this country and 50 states and do the same thing. Then it became commercialism. We didn't need nothing but one state to represent, to be honest, and that was Florida. We just needed all the other brothers and sisters to stand. But the media and those who are in the marketing say, hey, we can take this and make this thing work in our favor. Let's tell them all to put on some hoods. They got to go spend money. Let's tell them all to go buy some Skittles. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's take them off the focus of what it was all about. It was about racism. Now we tell them it was about the hoods. Yeah, that's right. They'll fall for it. And we need it. Got a big march in Florida this week. People traveling all over. I was going to be on the road again and going down there, but I thought about it. Said, shoot, they just had a march in Dallas. Why I got to travel to Florida? If I was wanting to just be part of a march. That's why I'm saying, why we getting caught up in the sensationalism. Is it because the camera's going to be there? And a lot of people going to be there? Hey, we got to just think about it. Drew ain't trying to just, man, I'm just trying to educate. It ain't what you think it is. Get back on focus. The focus is that that Trayvon was set up to be killed. He was targeted to be killed, not because he had a hood on. No, because he was black. Get back on that. Trayvon was set up to be killed because evil still lives on earth. Get back on that. Trayvon was set up to be killed because white supremacy still exists. Get back on that. End white supremacy. We need an end white supremacy bill. If we need any other bills to put in law, hey, we need a white supremacy bill put in law. That's what we're talking about. If you want to get something done, I heard somebody say we need a Class A lawsuit against the gun manufacturer earlier on another program. Yeah, that might be good, but you know how long does it take to file a lawsuit and to pay attorneys to do it, this and that? It'd be years before we ever go to court. And by that time, if we're dying every day, we're going to still be dying. So we needed that. We needed a Class A lawsuit years ago. Maybe we could have saved Trayvon or somebody, but we way behind the schedule. We always say what we need, but we ain't nobody making it happen. And that's all I'm saying. You know, I know a lot of people saying, but Drew, you make it happen. That ain't what I believe we need. You know, that's what somebody else believe we need. I believe we need to teach people to keep their hands off us. And we going to have to sacrifice something to teach. That's what I believe. And that's all it is. Hey, if not, eventually we would die one by one. And if we keep subtracting, you do the math, eventually it catches up with somebody that look like you and me and our families. If it ain't you, it'll be somebody close to you if we keep on letting them subtract. Like I said earlier, it's the 144,000. What's going to be left? When they get tired of killing us, when we finally say, oh, that's enough. Hey, I just thinking the only remnants going to make it. What the creator was saying, I wonder what he was talking about. So we do, y'all. We got just a few seconds. I appreciate everybody calling in and chiming in. The brothers and sisters are going to hear us later. Brother Drew just set the show just today. There wasn't no plan to have this program. It's just eating up. Don't mean that we're being misled as a people. And we got to get back. All right. We say out. We out. Peace to everybody.